Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Andrews. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to 37. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." And he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go out or follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, and marrying and being given in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop, with his goods in the house, not come down to take them away, and likewise let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed, one will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together, one will be taken and the other left." And they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The question the Pharisees put before Jesus was deeper than they realized. They wanted to know when the Messiah would come. When will the kingdom of God come? Most of the Jews were looking for an Old Testament-style judge, a conquering king. They expected to see an army advancing on the enemy. But they were wrong. The kingdom of God isn't coming, it's already here. You won't see the Son of Man marching into town with an army in tow. The kingdom is already here. The kingdom is Jesus. But he continues to teach them anyway about the end of the world, about how he has come to conquer the greater enemies, that he must first suffer many things and be rejected by this generation, that he may endure the pain of the cross, our Passover lamb, shedding his blood for us for the forgiveness of sins. Sin and Satan are defeated upon the cross of Golgotha. Sin, the power of the devil against us, is undone. The cross pierces the ancient dragon through. And by his resurrection, as he burst forth from the tomb on Easter morning, death's grip is no more. The last enemy to be defeated is death. And so it will be when Christ comes again and opens all the tombs of the earth, raising his people from death to life. But while we wait for the return of the king, his disciples will long to see him. How would you like to see Jesus, to talk to Jesus, to have Jesus teach us the good news directly? We rightly desire those days in paradise, but for now, the ascended Lord and King of all works through means, through his word and sacrament. He hears our prayers and he is always with us. So if someone says, "He is here," we can confidently ignore them. For when he returns, it will be like a flash of lightning that lights up the sky. You can't miss it. But it will also be a surprise. The end comes unexpectedly, like in the days of Noah, as they lived their ordinary, normal, sin-filled lives. The flood came. They were warned, but they didn't repent. They carried on, and they were carried away. Like in the days of Lot, as the people in Sodom and Gomorrah went about business as usual, living their normal lives, and then the end came suddenly, swiftly. God's judgment rained down upon them. They were warned, but they ignored. So the world has already been warned. Just read Jesus' words from the last few chapters. When Christ returns, it's done. There are no more chances. When the rain started to fall, if you weren't already on the ark, it was too late. The door was sealed. When the fire and brimstone started to fall, it was already too late. When the lightning flashes, when the king returns, it's immediate. The time for repentance is now. Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. And on that day, there's no looking back. We don't get to take the sinful world or its pleasures with us. But it'll be okay. We won't miss chocolate or football. Paradise will be far greater. We'll be with our king. Now, as much as rapture teachers like these verses, at best, Luke is unclear. Do we want to be the ones left behind or the ones who are taken? Would you rather have been Noah and his family who were left, or the rest who were swept away? Would you rather be Lot and his daughters who were left here, or those who were destroyed from the face of the earth? But whether it's taken to be with Jesus or left to be with Jesus, being with Jesus is our goal. Our text for the day concludes much the same as it began. The Pharisees asked when the kingdom of God would be. The disciples ask where the kingdom of God will be. Jesus answers with a simple illustration. The vultures know where to gather. They're drawn to the roadkill. So you'll know. You'll be drawn to Christ. There's no need to worry about it. When he comes, you won't miss it. You will see him face to face. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, your kingdom continues to be in our midst as you come to us now through holy water, holy words, and holy food. Help us to see that your kingdom is a kingdom of suffering, but that through suffering we will be prepared to enter into glory when you return on that final day. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.